由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱听众朋友，你好，好高兴你是收听我们的节目。
We are delighted that you have tuned in to continue listening to this series of messages.
好高兴你能够继续收听我们这个系列的节目。
If you have been following up our program, we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
如果你一直在收听我们这个系列的节目，就会知道我们正在讨论圣灵的果子这个题目。
And we will talk about kindness today.
今天我们要讲一讲恩慈这个的果子的。
But before I do that, I want to tell you something very important.
在讲恩慈这个果子之前，我想先告诉你一些很重要的事。
If you have watched any of the television commercials, you will agree with me that the advertising industry is appealing more and more to human selfishness.
如果你看过一些电视广告，你就会同意我的讲法，就是现在的广告业呢，正是越来越多地去利用人类自私的天性来吸引我们的购买欲的。
There is hardly a product today that is not advertised with an appeal to human selfishness and not need.
现在基本上已经没什么商品的广告是不去针对人性的自私来去吸引我们的。而实际上我们是并不需要这些产品的。
Whether it is this cream or that shampoo or this soap or whatever it is.
无论是面霜啦，是洗头水啦，定是番碱啦，定又是其他任何的嘢。
The idea is you are not important if you don't buy this product.
如果你去唔去买呢啲嘅嘢咧，似乎你就系一个唔重要嘅人啦。
Or you are not going to be happy unless you try this or that product.
又或者话，如果你唔使用呢啲嘅产品咧，咁你就会唔开心噶啦。
This product may cost you more, but you deserve the best, they say.
他们会说，这个产品呢，或者是贵了一点，但是呢，你应该是用最好的产品嘛。
You have worked hard for this or that, therefore, go and get it.
他又会说，你一直都很辛苦地去工作，难道不应该好好去享受一下吗？买了它吧。
Whether you need it or not, that's beside the issue.
至于你根本需不需要这样的产品呢，是实在不需要去考虑的。
Now for those of you who are listening for the first time, we have been looking at the fruit of the Spirit.
第一次收听我们的节目的朋友呢，请注意了，我们呢正在讲着圣灵的果子这个题目的。
We have discussed how when you are filled daily with the Holy Spirit of God, you can manifest the fruit of the Spirit.
我们讨论过，如果你每日都被圣灵充满，那你呢就会表现出圣灵的果子了。
These are not your fruit.
这些圣灵的果子并不是你自己结的果子。
It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you.
而是在你里面的圣灵他所结的果子来的。
We learned first of all the contrast between the works of the flesh in the plural and the fruit of the Spirit in the singular.
首先我们是学习了各种各样肉体的情欲是众数来的，同埋圣灵这个单一的果子之间的对比。
Why is that?
为什么我们会是这样的呢？
Because the works of the flesh are many, and they cause a division in the mind.
因为肉体的情欲是非常之多，它们是会导致你的头脑是很混乱的。
They cause a division in the heart.
它们会令到你心猿意马的。
They cause the heart and the mind to be at war with each other.
佢哋咧会让到你嘅心思同埋头脑咧系不断咁样去争斗，喺你嘅心里边咧系有好多嘅战争嘅。
But the fruit of the Spirit is one because it unites the whole person under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
但系圣灵嘅果子咧，却系单一嘅，因为佢让到你喺主耶稣基督嘅引导底下有和谐而一致嘅人格。
And then we began to look at the fruit of the Spirit one by one.
之后呢，我们就逐一的去讨论圣灵的果子了。
Love.
我们在过去的系列呢，有提到仁爱呢。
Joy.
有提到喜乐呢。
Peace.
有提到和平呢。
Patience.
有讲到忍耐呢。
And as I said, today we will talk about kindness.
我刚刚就讲过，今日咧，我哋要讲一讲恩慈啦。
There are certain types of noxious weeds that specialize in choking off the fruit of the Spirit.
一啲有毒嘅杂草咧，系专门扼杀圣灵嘅果子嘅。
If there is a specific type of weed that chokes a specific fruit of the Spirit, what do you think chokes the fruit of kindness?
如果某一种嘅毒草会专门扼杀某一种嘅圣灵嘅果子，咁你认为扼杀恩慈嘅毒草系乜嘢呢
？Selfishness and pride are specialists in choking the fruit of kindness.
最能够扼杀恩慈嘅毒草就系自私同埋骄傲啦。
In fact, selfishness is the daughter of pride.
其实我哋可以话自私系骄傲嘅女嚟嘅。
Listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请仔细听我跟住要讲嘅。
For a person to be selfish, he or she has to feel that he or she has the right to be selfish.
对于一个自私嘅人嚟讲，无论系男女，总系认为咧自己凡事都有权去为自己着想嘅。
I want you to distinguish in your mind the difference between the occasional feelings of selfishness and real selfishness.
我希望你能够分辨一下，就是偶然会有少少私心和真正的自私，这两者之间是有区别的。
The occasional selfishness is when you are preoccupied or tired. You can become self-focused.
有时候当你太过忙碌或者是太过疲倦，你只是想到自己的需要，那这些呢是偶然有的私心来的。
When we are emotionally drained or spiritually drained, we don't feel like showing kindness.
当我们的情绪和灵性都很低落的时候，我们就表现不出恩慈了。
But that's different from selfish people.
但是这个和那些自私的人是不同的。
Selfish people know and believe that they have the right to be selfish.
自私的人认定他们有权去自私自利。
There is an example of this kind of person in the third epistle of John.
在圣经的约翰三书里面，有一个典型的自私自利的人。
In 3 John 1:9, the Bible tells us,
约翰三书的第九节，圣经告诉我们听，
I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us.
他说，我曾略略的写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的刁特腓不接待我们。
The right to be selfish is easily bestowed upon the selfish people by pride.
自以为是有权去自私的人呢，是他们都很骄傲的。
Selfish people feel that they have every reason to seek their own pleasure.
自私的人认为他们追求自己的享乐是理所当然的。
They feel that they have every right to look out for themselves.
他们认为只是关心自己是天经地义的。
They feel justified in vigorously pursuing their desires.
他们觉得全力追求自己的欲望是合情合理的。
They consider no cost too high for the pursuit of their pleasure.
他们认为追求自己的享受可以不惜任何的代价。
And as I began telling you that the advertising industry is using this selfishness.
就好像我开头告诉你，广告商就是利用了这种自私的心态了。
In order to appeal to millions of people to buy their products.
广告商用这种心态去吸引数百万的消费者来去购买他们的产品。
All of this, of course, is creating a gigantic problem in our world.
当然这一切是给我们的社会造成了极大的问题的。
Can you guess what it is?
你知不知道是什么问题呢？
It is choking off true kindness.
就是扼杀了真正的恩慈了。
The same epistle of John gives us an example of a man who demonstrates true kindness.
在同一篇的约翰书信里面亦都提到一个真正恩慈的人的例子。
Let us read it to you.
等我读给大家听，是在约翰三书五章八节的。约翰三书五章八节的经文是这样讲的：亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你向作客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的，他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了，因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理作工。
My listening friends, give your close attention to this.
亲爱的朋友，请特别留意了。
I'm going to tell you something very important based on the Word of God.
我要根据神的话语呢，讲给你听一些非常重要的事。
Either kindness will conquer selfishness, or selfishness will choke off kindness.
如果不是恩慈胜过自私，那就是自私泯灭了恩慈了。
The two cannot coexist.
这两者即是恩慈和自私是不能够共存的。
Listen again to what John said in the third epistle, verse 11.
请再听约翰三书的十一节是怎样说的，是约翰三书的第十一节。那里说，亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善，行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
Let me tell you a humorous story to illustrate how people in the West more kind to animals than to people.
让我讲一个幽默的小故事来去说明西方人是怎样对待动物比对待人更加仁慈。
There was a traveler who was caught in a dreadful storm.
有一个人在旅途上面是遇上了一场很可怕的风暴。
The storm grew so violent that he could not keep on driving his car.
由于风势很猛烈，他没办法是继续向前开车的。
It was dark and the rain was coming down in sheets.
当时呢，天昏地暗，天呢还落着倾盆大雨的。
There was high winds blowing and visibility was almost zero.
在狂风暴雨之中呢，能见度几乎是零。
The driver looked at his dog who was sitting in the front with him.
呢个人就望住坐喺佢身边嘅狗啦。
He said, "This is a bad one, doggy."
佢话狗仔啊，呢场风暴真系好恶劣啊。
And the dog went everywhere with the owner.
一直以嚟咧，呢只狗都系去到边咧都跟住呢个主人嘅。
Now sooner had the man said to his dog these words when he spotted a small motel by the side of the road, right in the middle of nowhere.
呢个主人仲未讲完说话，就喺呢个荒山野岭咧，佢睇见路边有一家嘅小旅馆。
What luck, he thought, as he drove to the front office and he walked there with his dog.
佢就咧即刻将架车驶埋去，心里边就谂，真系幸运啦。佢就同只狗一齐落咗车，就行过去啦。
He said, "I would like a room for the night, please."
佢同柜台讲，请俾我一间嘅房间嚟过夜啦。
Sorry, sir," said the man at the desk. "We are all filled up."
柜台嘅人咧就话啦，先生唔好意思啊，我哋咧已经客满啦。
The traveller said, "Well, I could sleep on this couch here and pay for a room."
呢个旅客就话，我可以瞓喺呢张嘅梳化上边噶，照样可以俾翻房间嘅价钱。
The owner said, "No, no, no. This is where I sleep."
旅馆嘅主人就话啦，唔得啊，唔得啊，呢度系我瞓觉嘅地方嚟嘅。
The man pleaded, "But there is a terrible storm out there, and I have no place to go. Please let me stay."
呢个旅客就喺度哀求啦，但系外边风大雨大，我又冇地方可以去，求你让我可以留喺度啦。
The man at the front desk shrugged, and the traveller turned to leave.
柜台嘅人好冷漠咁样就喐下佢膊头，咁个旅客咧就只好转身离开啦。
And as he was leaving, the owner stopped him before he got outside the door.
但系当佢仲未行出呢个嘅旅馆嘅门口咧，个店主就叫住佢。
He said, "Just a minute, mister."
佢话，请等等，先生。
Leave that pup here.
佢话，你只狗仔可以留低喺呢度。
I wouldn't turn a dog out on a night like this.
佢话，咁样嘅天气咧，我系唔会俾呢啲狗仔咧系喺外边过夜嘅。
That man was kinder to animals than he was to people.
好明显呢个店主系对动物比对人呢系更加有恩慈啦。
Biblical kindness is not looked upon kindly by many people.
好多人对圣经所讲嘅恩慈都系不以为然嘅。
They feel that kindness carries a cost and they're not prepared to pay.
佢哋认为恩慈系需要付代价嘅，但系佢哋唔愿意去付呢一个嘅代价。
They say kindness is too time consuming.
佢哋话恩慈实在系太花时间啦。
Kindness is too demanding.
恩慈有太高嘅要求啦。
Kindness interferes with our plans.
恩慈会打乱我原本定好咗嘅计划。
Kindness interferes with our privacy.
恩慈会扰乱我嘅私人时间。
Kindness interferes with our self-indulgence.
恩慈会妨碍我嘅喜好。
There are many people who see people only as objects.
有好多人呢，佢哋去看待别人嘅时候呢，都好似去看待一样嘅嘢，一样嘅物件咁样嘅。
No wonder we are in the moral mess that we are in today.
难怪我哋今日系处喺一个道德沦亡嘅社会里边。
But the spirit-filled life, says the scripture, is far from seeing kindness as inconvenience.
但是圣经话，被圣灵充满的生命是从来都不认为恩慈会带来不方便的。
But rather as part of the only real fruit that is produced in the power of the Holy Spirit.
反而呢，是会将恩慈看为圣灵大能所产出的真实的果子之一。
Far from seeing kindness as a distraction.
佢唔会将恩慈系睇为一种嘅搅扰。
It is one of the visible evidence of the spirit-filled life.
而系一个生命被圣灵充满嘅见证。
Far from seeing kindness as an old-fashioned characteristic that does not belong to the 21st century.
他不会将恩慈呢是看为一种过时的不属于21世纪的品质。
It is the basic necessity to the Christian life.
而是基督徒生命的一个必要的基础。
Have to ask yourself a question as we go through these messages.
当你听我讲这个的信息的时候呢，你要问一下自己。
As we live in these last days,
我们生活在这个末后的世代里面。
Days in which we face more and more hostility,
我们面临世界越来越强烈的敌意。
Are we ready to imitate our Heavenly Father and His characteristics?
我们是不是愿意效法天父学习他的品格呢?
For don't forget, the fruit of the Spirit represents the characteristics of God.
你千万不要忘记圣灵的果子是代表着神的品格的。
Or are we ready to imitate the enemy of God and His works of the flesh?
定是一话我们宁愿去模仿神的敌人，随从肉体的情欲呢？
Listen to 3 John 11 again.
请听我再次读出约翰三书十一节的经文，是约翰三书第十一节的经文。经文是这样说的，亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善，行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
Kindness is the characteristic of God.
恩慈是神的品格来的。
It is out of His kindness that God made a covenant with Israel.
就是因为神有恩慈，祂才会和以色列人去立约。
It's out of His kindness that God kept His side of the covenant despite of their disobedience and blatant rebellion.
就是因为神有恩慈，所以即使以色列人悖逆神，放肆地去背叛他，神仍然是坚守他那方面的约。
He kept the covenant when they cursed him.
当那些以色列人咒诅神的时候，神仍然守住他的约。
He kept the covenant when they hated him.
当以色列人憎恨他的时候，神仍然守住他的约。
He kept the covenant when they turned their backs on God.
当他们离弃神的时候，神仍然守住这个约。
It is out of God's kindness that he left the splendor of heaven and the majesty of glory and became a man.
就是因为神有恩慈，他才离开天上尊贵荣耀的宝座，降世为人。
It is of his kindness that though perfect in every way, and yet he hung on a criminal cross to pay for the wages of the sins of all who believe in him.
就是因为神的恩慈，虽然他是毫无瑕疵的，他仍然愿意被钉死在十字架上面，为所有信靠他的人付清了罪债。
It is of his kindness that he does not judge us as we deserve.
就是因为神有恩慈，他才没有按照我们当得的刑罚来去审判我们。
It is of his kindness that he accepts repentant sinners.
就是因为神有恩慈，他才接受所有愿意悔改的罪人。
Those who shook their fist at him.
那些曾经对他是挥舞过拳头的人。
Or even those who hated God.
甚至是那些曾经憎恨神的人。
When they repent of their sins and turn to Jesus Christ as their Savior,
当他们承认罪过，转向耶稣基督，接受他成为生命的救主的时候，
He receives them and he does not call them anything but sons and daughters.
主耶稣就接纳他们，并且单单称呼他们为儿女。
That is what he does.
这个就是主耶稣所做的了。
That is the kindness of God.
这一点亦都是体现出神的恩慈。
Do you want to be like your Heavenly Father?
你愿不愿意好像你的天父一样呢?
You can do that today.
你今天就可以这样做了。
You can say, Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins.
你可以说,主耶稣基督,我为自己的罪而悔过。
I receive you into my life as my only Savior and Lord.
我愿意接受你进入我的生命当中，作为我唯一的救主和生命的主宰。
Accept me as one of your children.
求你接受我作为你的儿女。
In your name I pray.
奉你自己的名字我祷告。
Amen.
阿们。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。好啦，麦克牧师嘅分享咧嚟到呢一度，但系咧，请大家系听以下呢一个广告啊。旧约圣经里边嘅约瑟被命运击倒之后，系点样企翻起身嘅呢？处于人生低谷嘅佢，又点样从谷底反弹，攀上生命嘅高峰呢？天路导向送出由麦克牧师撰写的《中英对照小册子》，击倒了，站起来。欢迎你来信良友一台，向我叶朗天索取。冇错啦，就好欢迎大家咧系来信系索取呢一本咧由麦克牧师所撰写嘅《中英对照小册子》，击倒了，站起来。咁咧系免费送俾大家嘅。咁喺呢一本小册子里边咧，马克牧师就用到旧约嘅一位好重要嘅人物约瑟，佢嘅故事咧嚟去讲出咗神眼中嘅成功人士究竟系要具备咩条件咧？咁当中咧系有七点好值得同大家分享嘅。第一咧就系、提到就要服从在上者嘅命令，并且咧系甘心乐意咁样去做事。第二咧就系、即使遭遇逆境。事事不如意，亦都绝不放弃，绝不气馁。第三咧就系、拥有良好嘅品格同埋诚信，向引诱说不。第四咧就系、即使自己有需要，都要去服侍他人。第五就系、时刻倚靠神嘅供应。第六咧就系、赶快去饶恕别人，忘记过去嘅伤痛。而第七咧就系、寻求神喺你身上奇妙嘅计划同埋目的。以及咧，系容许佢喺你生命里边咧所发生嘅事。咁希望咧呢本小册子能够成为大家嘅帮助，让到大家嘅灵命咧有更好嘅成长。好啦，今集嘅节目嚟到呢一度，我哋下集再会。